herpes simplex 1 and 2, which I you can imagine in my neck of the woods.
Yes.
I live in the, like, eating disorder herpes capital of the universe, of the galaxy. So what I saw was it was really no problem to get my patients with herpes to not have outbreaks for years.
Mm-hmm.
But with some of them, the herpes would come back, and it always was associated either with they were a lot older and weaker, or they thought, hey, my herpes are gone, let's party.
Gotcha.
Okay? So the question was, is either herpes healed or were they in remission? Well, it's no different than my heart or someone's cancer. Anything that you had that you got rid of, you can create again.
Okay.
And so I believe that in the future, we will all test positive for herpes simplex 1 and 2, for herpes zosters, for Epstein-Barr, for HIV, and everything else out there. So the only defense is really a strong offense.
Okay.
I say that often. If you want to keep yourself from getting sick and having outbreaks of herpes or succumbing to AIDS from being HIV positive, just be healthy. Now, I'll talk on AIDS for a minute because some people are interested. In my clinic, I had, I think 15 or 16 people with full-blown AIDS. And I mean dying. I mean Kaposi sarcoma, cancer covering their body, pneumocystis carini, lung fibrotic disease. They were dying. And all of them had a complete turnaround remission. All of them went on the Incurables program. Two of them, to date, don't even test HIV positive anymore.
Unbelievable.